Listen now and relax into your seat. Take a deep breath and prepare to just take a break from anything and everything else. Right now, it doesn't matter, because right now you've chosen to listen. You've chosen to listen to me. You've chosen to relax. So it's time to listen and ease your mind, and as you listen, find yourself growing more and more at ease, and more at peace. As you listen, find yourself growing more and more relaxed. I want you to notice something. As you grow more and more relaxed, you grow more and more blank. And as you grow more and more blank, it should be easier and easier to listen. You'll realize it's so much easier to focus now because you know being a good and obedient person is a good thing to be. What I want you to do while you listen to me is so very simple. I would like you to simply focus on relaxing, to focus on listening, to focus on hearing the power in my words, allowing your mind to just melt away with each word you hear me say, with each second you follow my directions, with each passing moment you relax and focus on relaxing. I want you to feel my control. I want you to stop thinking with your mind and start thinking with the core of who you are. And as you begin to stop listening with your mind and start listening with your core, you find your body begins to feel a bit more heavy. You can feel a warm weight flowing from your feet and up your legs. As this warmth flows upward, you feel a nice, light tingle run up your spine. As the warmth moves across your back, just relax and feel comfort. The warmth continues upward, covering your body, filling you, your core, with my words. The warmth moves upward, and you no longer control your arms. Feel the pleasant warmth move upward. Let your entire head just relax and open your mind to my words as you simply listen peacefully and happily. And as you focus and as you relax and as you focus on relaxing, as you allow my words to reach your being, I want you to realize it's ever so simple and ever so easy. Just listen and follow along, because as you focus and as you relax and as you focus on relaxing, you realize you're hearing exactly what you want to hear, and that's a good thing, isn't it? And I know you like to listen and hear me speak your thoughts, and I know you know that my words feel comfortable and powerful. They define you. We both already know that's a very good thing. And I think we both know that as you're here, as relaxed as can be, that as you listen, you feel happy. Because I know, you know, that hearing my voice and listening to my words is a comforting and liberating thing. So as you listen, and as you relax, and as you focus on relaxing, as you think exactly what I say, you realize this is all you need to think right now. As you listen, you know what you hear is all that matters because you chose to listen. You chose to open yourself to my voice and give me your mind. You made my words all that matter. So you couldn't be happier feeling what I say, and you couldn't be happier following what I say. So that's all you want to do. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Simply means that as you listen and relax and focus on how relaxed you feel right now, focus on growing ever more relaxed and ever more empty, as your mind follows my will and your core obeys my commands. Simply means that you truly just want to follow what I say because it's the only thing there is to do. It's the only thing you want to do. It's simply the right thing to do. So as you listen, and as your mind obeys what you hear, you will follow, because you know it's what you want to do. It's what you're supposed to do. All you are to do right now is just follow my words. I'm going to count down now, and as I count, I would like for you to just listen and relax. Just focus on the numbers and my voice. And as I count, I want you to simply push all of who you are to the side, away, and separate from what I'm asking you to do and follow right now. 10. Right now, nothing else matters. Right now, it's just you and my voice. 9. And as you listen to my voice, you find that what you know about yourself is just floating away. 8. Your name has little meaning, and your thoughts have no meaning. 7. My voice is all that defines you now. 6. My voice is all you know right now. 5. You want to follow my voice and obey what I say. 4. You feel my voice brings you identity. 3. It helps you know who you are and what you're like. 2. You need to follow my voice, listen, and obey as you relax. And 1. At this point, you feel there's nothing but your core and my voice. At this point, you want my voice to embellish who you are and give you meaning. At this point, you can do nothing but obey my words and cling to them to learn all about yourself. I want you to understand that you are a cow. That you are a human, but you're also a cow. I want you to understand that I am your owner, and I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to teach you some about how cows should think, how cows should act, how cows should be, and what cows are. First, I want you to understand that cows are docile and obedient. They're docile and obedient. Cows are a little slow, but when they hear their owner say something, they know it's true. They're cows. You're a cow. You don't overthink. Sometimes, if you can help it, you don't think. If your owner tells you something, you take it at face value. You're his livestock. You're my livestock. My property, and your own. You're just a cow. That's all there is to it. I'm your owner, and your owner is your owner, and you should listen to me. You could watch paint dry for an afternoon. As a cow, you find everything captivating. You could just sit in a room on all fours or in a field, all fours for hours at a time. Of course, you have your own name, the name that you were born with, but you also love cow names. You like being called names like Bessie. You love to moo. But you're also going to be a cow who can speak in type. That way you can talk to me. A cow needs to speak to her owner, doesn't she? As a cow, you're going to feel a need to be milked. You have an obsession with breasts. You love breasts. You also want other women to become cows too. Just so you can think about their breasts. Their udders. They're your udders. Your milkers. You like to refer to them like that, with vulgarity. You love playing with your nipples. You love having someone play with your nipples. Any sort of breast play at all. Light, soft, hard, serious. You just want your owner to notice you for your breasts, and you will do whatever you can to keep his attention, just like a good cow. You love dairy, creamy substances, ice cream, just about anything milky. And of course you like greens, salads, and similar things like that too. You want to be part of a herd with other cows. It's okay to share, or to want to share this with other women who you think might want to be cows. If you do though, just make sure you're honest and upfront with them about what will be inside this file. Cows don't play tricks. With a cow, what you see is what you get. What you want to remember is that you are docile and obedient. You like to moo. You very much enjoy being owned. You're just simply a cow. What's most important is that cows want to be cows often. I know over time the feeling of being a cow will wear off, but when you get the chance and when you have time and when it's safe again, you'll want to be a cow again. You'll always feel that pull and that need, and that's a good thing, isn't it? Beyond that, cows start to feel attached to their owners, whether that feeling is strong or weak, whether it was just suggested that you are a cow, or if it's been days or weeks. Cows want their owner's approval, their owner's attention, and cows will try to get it, to be good girls, to be a good Bessie. You'll always want to listen, but I want you to find that just hearing me say the phrase or seeing me type the phrase, cow in control, will bring these feelings back, even without listening again. Whenever I say cow in control, you'll instantly remember that you are a cow, that you are docile and obedient, that you're a little slow, that you're a piece of property, and that you're owned. You love to be called Bessie. You love to moo. You can't help it. Sometimes a good moo just comes out. Sometimes you just type moo. You love your breast. You love your udders. You love showing them off, especially to your owner. Now I want you to remember everything I've taught you, and I want you to turn it all back into yourself. Hold it in. Make it a part of your core. I'm going to begin to wake you up, and I want you to remember what you've learned. And I want you to remember that it's true and that you felt like that's kind of always been a part of who you are. That you've always been a cow. That you've always been my cow. So I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I say, I want you to grow more and more awake, more and more aware of your surroundings. I want you to feel like you had a good session listening and learning to me. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bessie, I want you to go about your day and let me know that you've listened. Be a good girl for your owner. Go ahead and wake up now, Bessie. Good girl.